Hey Ben.
I haven't seen Gremlins. I didn't watch it.
Wait, are you serious?
April Fool's in
You're
December.
an idiot. Hey, have you ever seen Gremlins as a kid?
I have.
Let's reel it in. Are you kidding? You want to start over?
Let's reel it in.
Wow. All right. So you tricked me. You fooled me a little bit.
Gotcha.
Also, I'm going to trick you tonight. My voice is gone. I have a cold right now. Not COVID. I already had COVID. It's not COVID.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a bug going around. Oh, my contact almost fell out of my eyeball. Tanner, we are wrecked tonight.
Dude,
Hot messes.
I remember 2 years ago, 2019, when before even COVID was a thing, I remember I had a similar sickness in November, and then when COVID hit, I was like, oh, I think I already had COVID.
Yeah.
But then that following 2020 November, it was a week of my mom's wedding. Shout out to my mom. Happy
Shout out to
anniversary.
weddings.
I had the same cold, and now it's November again, and I had the same thing.
Maybe it's like an annual
I hate the month of November.
disease.
For real, though. Did I ever tell you how much I hate November?
Is it because it's my birthday month?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it's November right now, but you guys are watching December.
Yeah, you are. Speaking of December.
Hold on, bro. I wasn't even done with my thing
Oh,
yet.
okay. Well, then go
Yeah,
in.
it'd be. You, but.
I'm just so
Oh, speaking
antsy.
of December.
What's December, Tanner?
Dude, it's Christmas month,
The
guys.
Christmas season is upon
Woo!
us. You can see our flannel and my turkey socks.
Oh, okay. And I have Baby Yoda Christmas socks.
Yes.
That was not even planned. I wear these on the reg.
I like it.
Thank you.
I've only ever seen Tanner wear those socks, actually.
Shut up. I
They
wear
smell
different
really bad.
socks.
Do they stink?
I wear different socks. Shut up.
Okay.
You're a jerk.
Tanner, it was a
You're mean.
joke.
You're mean.
What are we
Okay.
drinking today?
Hold on, bro. So the thing about November is that it gets dark at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Oh, it puts me in the worst mood.
That's tough, yeah.
So, and it's cold, but dude, we're drinking. So Ben, whenever Ben, when whoever's sitting in the black seat picks the drinks, and Ben decided that tonight we're drinking a full bottle of sparkling grape juice.
It is a Christmas Eve tradition with my family that all the kids drink sparkling grape juice, and we just have like 90 glasses of it every night.
Oh
And
yeah.
this is my last year where I am required to drink sparkling grape juice
You're
because
21 now.
I'll be 21.
Well,
I'll
you're
be 21.
21 at the time
Yeah,
I was
and
21
also
too.
be 21 for Christmas. So I guess
Okay.
last year was the last year I'm doing that, did that. But in honor of old tradition, Tanner, I wanted to share this bottle with you.
Look at that, guys, it's coming out. The last time I had sparkling grape juice, I was in my girlfriend's car and it literally spilled everywhere.
Okay. Was
I
it the red
opened
or the white?
the red.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Hey, cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Bottle up.
Wow. That
Oh
always
my
hits the
goodness.
spot. You okay?
Oh.
What happened to you?
Ah.
What happened to you over there, big guy?
Ah. Got my sinuses, I think.
For
Yep.
real?
I swallowed up somehow. Went in my nose.
It's coming out of his eyes.
You can't chug that. You can't chug that.
Oh yeah, I would hope no one would.
Just leave it. Leave it uncapped.
Yeah, it's
No
true.
cap.
That's no cap.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap sparkling
The
juice.
new Avengers movie? No
No
cap.
cap. No
No
cap.
cap. I like Sam Wilson's cap though.
I'm excited to watch that movie in like 4 years, 3 years. I don't know how quickly
Oh,
it's
is
coming
that when it's
along,
coming
but
out for real?
It'll
This is
be
my
soon.
Team Fajita shirt. This is when I worked at Chili's.
Nice.
I was the one who said, "Hi, welcome to Chili's."
So it was Team Cap, Team Iron Man, and Team Fajita.
Team Fajita, Team
Yep.
Vegeta. So.
Yikes. Well, Dragon Ball Z, right? Vegeta,
So anyway,
the.
I've never seen Dragon Ball Z.
Me neither. Oh,
Sorry.
but it's my last day at the movie theater this past Saturday, and
Yeah.
so to send off, I'm like, hey, whoever wants to come to the theater tonight at like midnight, I'm hooking up my Xbox, and we're just gonna play games all night long. So we like played huge.
Was it like your staff, you mean?
Yeah,
Or
like
like your girl was your girlfriend there?
No, it was just the crew there.
Okay,
It was
good.
just the crew. But
Good.
we hooked up the Xbox to the projector and we
Good.
played like Call of Duty, we played Smash Bros, we played a whole bunch of different fighting games, and there's that Dragon Ball Z game,
Okay.
fighting game, and I had never played it before. And it was really fun because if you button mash, it's like the characters just do crazy stuff. Yeah. So I looked like I was really good, but I was just button mashing and I beat like everybody.
Said.
Yeah.
Oh, my voice is kind of back.
Welcome. Hey, welcome back. Hey,
I am back, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You're sick, so I don't want to shake your hand.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool, dude.
Yeah, for sure. It's cold.
So, hey, we're watching. We watch Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins. Well, first of all, I needed to say an important announcement. Screw you, Ben, for making me watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
I hate horror movies.
It's really hard to not pick all like scary movies for childhood movies because that's like that was my jam.
What, scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
For real. Not like scary, not like horror movies, but yeah. I mean, I thrived. Same with my little sister, too. She's like, Goonies. That was kind of spooky. It wasn't scary, yeah. But anything that kind of spooked me as a kid I really liked.
It spooked me, but it didn't scare me,
That's
know?
Why I liked the Scooby-Doo. Also, my voice is very...
I literally gave it to you.
because of the sparkling juice.
I can't believe my voice is back right now.
Maybe that's the healing factor. Maybe it's the red food color in there that's
Tanner's,
really making it...
Tanner's quick...
Quick home remedy. Just down an entire bottle of Welch's grape juice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're good. All right. I thought my voice came back.
Oh, okay.
Pause right there. You want to check the cameras?
Yep.
We're rolling. Sweet. I'll start off.
All right.
All right. So let's start off with the summary timer.
Okay.
I'm going to give a summary of this movie.
Handy dandy iPad. Password is...
Shh, don't tell no one.
Y-O-U-R-M-O-M in letters. That spells your mom.
The thing I would always do when people would say your mom, I'd be like, joke's on you, I have two dads.
You did. And you did.
Did I do it to you?
No, you had two dads.
Oh, I do have two dads. I also have two moms. Yo, shout out to my step-parents.
Shout out to everybody.
They're never ever going to see this. I don't even think they know this exists.
I thought your mom watched the show.
Kinda.
My mom watched the first episode. She's like, this is really cool, but it's not for me.
But it's not for me.
Yeah.
You know, what's your mom's name again?
Denise.
Denise, thanks
or
for being.
Or D-Nasty.
She's never going to see this. D-Nasty, thanks for being honest about it, though.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I know you told me never to do this again, but shout out to Matt Fulton.
Shout out to Matt Fulton, bro.
He literally was like, don't ever bring his name up again.
Can you stop saying my name?
He personally followed me on Instagram. Did I tell you that?
That's fantastic.
He doesn't
That's
even know
fantastic.
Me.
You guys will meet someday.
Probably.
When I get married, you guys will be on the same.
Am I going to be in your wedding?
Yeah. Do you want to be the pastor? Do you want to marry me?
Anyway, gremlins. I was thinking about it, dude. I was telling
what if
my
I
girlfriend.
Asked you for real on the podcast, like, hey, do you want to marry me? Not like that.
No.
Do you want to?
I'm good.
What do you call that? Do you
I
want
will
to,
not marry you, bro.
Do you want to?
To officiate.
Officiate.
The wedding?
The wedding.
But, well, I would hope that your fiance would approve of me.
Yeah, me
honestly,
too.
Honestly, if it's your girlfriend now, she would not want me to officiate.
You don't think so?
Wedding. No.
I don't
no.
think so.
I almost forgot you had a girlfriend. It was weird because I literally knew her before you did.
That's fair.
So
that's fair. Right. You missed out, man. Okay, anyway.
I missed out and I have them.
All right, it's going.
Oh, God. Okay, so movie opens up, right? This dad is in Chinatown. Chinatown?
Not Chicago Chinatown. He's like in China.
He's in China. He's in China right now. And he's looking around for a gift for his son. So, and he goes to this place and he tries to buy this little thing. Oh my God. What are they called again? Oh, what are they called?
Mogwai.
Mogwai. He tries to buy a Mogwai and he ends up kind of just sort of getting it. But the old man who tried to sell it to him. Or the old man said it's not for sale, but he ends up getting it anyway. Fast forward.
Yeah, he does.
Same time frame in, I don't remember what town or state or whatever.
Small town America.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. of A.
We open up with this array of people, including Billy, which is our main protagonist, which is dad's son. We have Kate, which is the girl that he likes and works with.
Ooh.
And then there's Mrs. Deagle, who will die in the movie. So it's just showing Billy's life or whatever. And I keep forgetting that I have a timer.
I keep burping in the microphone.
I feel like I do too. So it shows the life or whatever, whatever. So the dad comes home and says, hey, I got you something. This is around Christmas time, which is why we're watching it now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It says, hey, I got you something for Christmas, but it has to be doing now. So he opens his box, and it is the, what is it?
Mowgli.
Mowgli. He's not Mowgli. you almost got me.
Mowgli.
And his name is Gizmo. And there's three rules when it comes to Gizmo. One, don't give it water. Two, don't let it see light, especially sunlight.
Mm-mm.
And
bright
three
light.
Is don't feed it after midnight. And so there's those rules, right? So then Billy takes care of Gizmo, and Gizmo is actually voiced by Howie Mandel.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I know. I found that out, dude.
I feel like that's a fact I've heard before that you have brought up specifically.
No, I found out last night.
Really?
100%.
10 out of 10.
So,
Howie Mandel.
Okay, so then, of course, obviously there's three rules. Obviously, it goes wrong. There's the first one they did was expose it to sunlight. They took a picture, and Gizmo's like, ah! And then all of a sudden.
He was like, what?
Okay.
One more time.
So then I can do it on command. Oh, I have 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I got to keep going.
You're good.
Okay. So then.
He's like, what?
Then. And so then they give it water, or water spills on him. And then all of a sudden his back boils like you're making a pot of spaghetti. And then all of a sudden, like six or seven of these other little Mowglis pop off and they're mean, right?
Mogwais?
They're pissed. Yeah, they're pissed.
Yeah, they are pissed.
And then, so then they're like, oh, that's weird. Like, they see that there's like different characteristics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then Billy takes it to a scientist. Scientist is trying to look at it. Eventually, that scientist dies. No surprise.
R.I.P.
Oh my gosh. I got to keep going. So then, one night, Billy's clock is broken. Says 11:30, and he knows not to give it past midnight. So he feeds them.
He's like, I got time.
He's got time. Yeah,
you got time? Yeah, I've got time.
He's got time. So then, all of a sudden, like, he later finds out the next morning that after he sees these cocoons, or these, like,
pustule sacks.
Thank you.
Yep.
He sees them, and he realizes that, oh, shoot, like, I fed them after midnight because my clock was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So then all these things, they turn evil, and they start attacking people throughout the town, including the mom, Mrs. Deagle. Mrs. Deagle rides one of those chairs up.
Dude, the funniest
up
part
a
of the
staircase.
Movie.
Staircase, and one of the gremlins, like, mishandles it and flies off the window, and she freaking flies out the window and falls in the snow and dies.
Yes.
So these things are attacking the town. These things are attacking the town. They go to a movie theater, and Billy and Kate, and Gizmo's good. Gizmo's good throughout this.
Yeah,
Billy, violent. Kate, and Gizmo are like, yo, we gotta kill all these things, except Stripe. Stripe is the leader of the bad gremlins. And so they go to the movie theater. They unleash the gas. They light a fire, and all these things blow
seconds.
Up. So then Gizmo, Stripe is trying to kill Billy, obviously, because he's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Gizmo saves the day by exposing light, right?
Yes.
And so, and then also in the end of the movie, the old man who didn't sell Gizmo comes back and is like, you can't have him, but one day you will. Maybe one day you will.
That's what it's
the
like.
The end.
Okay, good. Five seconds. They were in the theater, and then they weren't, and then there was light, and then there's an old man.
What a movie.
Hey, cheers to that summary. Good job, man. Good job.
Thank you, bro.
You just pulled through.
Hey, stop. You want to check?
Yep.
And then we'll come back to us drinking.
Wow, we hadn't thought about that at the same time.
Oh, for real? That's why you did it, huh?
Yeah.
Are we good?
We're good.
Thank God it's going well. it's like the Green River from a couple episodes ago. It's just going to.
Is it on my nose?
We should have. All right, man. I did good. Okay, what are you doing? Are you dumb and stupid? What are you doing? Look at it.
What? It's getting a little
okay.
Crazy.
All right. Hold on. Okay, so I really didn't give a whole lot of info about Gremlins before this started. Came out in 1984.
Yeah.
It's rated PG, surprisingly.
Yeah. It's a hard PG.
Yeah, hard PG. No cursing, though, I don't think. Well, like, no F-bombs, I mean.
No, yeah, there's a couple. Actually, I don't know if there is.
I don't think there is.
I didn't catch any.
It's directed by this guy named Joe Dante, which is... That's the only work he's notable for.
Well, Steven Spielberg.
It's presented by Steven Spielberg, the executive producer. Yeah. And I saw a lot of his kind of touch in it,
mm-hmm.
which I was like, that's what kind of made it a little enjoyable for me. Was like, Oh, cool. This is like a Spielberg thing.
A little Spielberg-y, yeah.
Okay. So that's a couple fun facts for you.
So fun.
And
thanks,
Mandel,
man.
Now, this bald guy right here voices this little guy.
Little Gizmo.
I couldn't believe it, man.
I think they have the same eyes.
Howie Mandel, the guy who's a germaphobe. The guy who is on America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Was it at White?
The guy who has Deal or No Deal.
No Deal.
No Deal for him.
No Deal. But he said Deal to voice in Gizmo. I think they like voiced it, like bumped his voice up a couple octaves, like in editing. Or do you think that's just him talking like this?
I mean, I went a little bit ago.
That's
so, I mean,
fair.
If I
can
do it, how we can.
I wonder if he voiced
this
all of
is
that.
How we do it.
How we do it. There we go.
Okay, so I got a. Oh, let's talk about Then and Now. So
wait a second.
Yes.
This is how we do it. Is that the theme song for Deal or No Deal?
Yes.
And it's that way because it says Howie?
Yes. Or no, wait. I thought it was the Howie Mandel show. Didn't he have a show called the Howie Mandel show?
I don't know.
I have my phone in my pocket. I'm going to look it up.
I know that he did Deal or No Deal. And I feel like that was a theme song for Deal or No Deal.
Let me look. Hold on.
Ooh. Man, I haven't watched that show in forever. Last time I watched it.
What show?
Deal or No Deal.
I don't think I've ever seen one episode of it.
No?
I don't
it's
really.
It's intense. Like, I sweat a lot.
Like,
I sweat a lot.
So you pick the right briefcase and you win a ton of money, or if you don't, and if you pick the wrong briefcase,
there's
you don't
an array
win.
Of briefcases and you choose them, and then it's like you can either keep what you have right now, or you can take this offer, or you can pick a new briefcase that might have more or might have less. Then it's kind of like an odds game where, like, well, there's two really big ones left out there somewhere, and then there's like three really, like, $1 or 1 cent or $10 one out there. So it's like you gotta balance the odds and see, like, do I want to go for it or do I want to keep it, and like,
oh, okay,
Deal or No Deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha.
So
and then you can see which ones are like taken on the board, like which briefcases have already been taken, so you know what's left and what's been. So it's a fun game.
So I'm assuming most people like start in the middle of like the price ranges.
It depends on what they pick first.
Well, yeah, like, but that's kind of like the
I
average,
think.
Maybe.
Like,
and then it's
I
like
I'm saying it very wrong, but whatever.
Maybe
whatever.
So the show was called How We Do It. It was one season. It was a reality show.
Oh, that's
in
funny.
2009.
I feel like I watched that. Why was it only one season? That's terrible.
It says,
that show should still be going.
Howie Mandel takes a camera crew to the streets to prank unsuspecting marks in a comedy series in the vein of Candid Camera. The twist with How We Do It is that the cameras are out in the open, not hidden, but the participants think they are auditioning for a new TV show. Oh, I've seen stuff like that before.
Yeah. It sounds like that Ashton Kutcher whatever show.
And then
gotcha.
Yes.
Something like that.
Was it Punked?
Punked, yeah.
That's it.
You've been punked.
Yeah.
You ever been punked by Ashton Kutcher?
I have not yet.
Okay. Just making sure.
Well, hey, dude. Oh, no. It's.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, no, we're good.
You need another swig. You need another swig.
Let's see. Ooh, a couple more.
Ooh. You know, I'll let you go. I'm like halfway through the bottle right now.
I'm the same.
I'm putting in the work. Ooh, you are too.
I was going to say, well, in a couple months, my first ever single comes out. And
Christmas Eve, right?
No, not Christmas
Eve.
Okay.
Would have been the best Christmas present ever.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell y'all. January 7th. Stay tuned.
For Tanner's first single. Called
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
We'll plug it later in the
that
season.
He has still not shown me yet.
You've heard me sing though, right?
I have never heard anything about this song. The first thing I
but
saw.
But you've heard me sing. In general.
Kind of, maybe. You put some stuff on your Instagram stories of you singing.
Yeah.
You did back in the day, and that's all I've ever seen. And the only thing I've seen for this song is like a maybe possible
cover
album cover that you want that looks like it's inspired by Reel It In.
Shut up, man. Well, now I'm definitely not using that one. I don't even know why I said speaking of music. What were we talking about before I even said that?
Howie Mandel. It was a very smooth transition, I'm sure.
It must have been in my head. Okay, anyway, let's get into the Then and Now.
Let's do it.
All right, Ben, you go first. Then, what did you think of it then?
So then, this is and has been one of my favorite Christmas movies. I thought it was awesome. I loved how gross it was.
Break.
It was, like, loud. It was weird. It was scary. It was cute. I really liked it growing up. I did. And that was my then. Pretty short and sweet. Just like Gizmo. My dog, my old dog, who we sold. bro,
wow.
This dog was obsessed with human food. And we couldn't get it to stop. Like, the dog was the size of a meatloaf.
Yeah.
And one day we
left. This dog wanted a baked Alaska.
It really did. No, it ate an entire meatloaf. Like, we went downstairs to grab the silverware. We got back upstairs, and the entire meatloaf was gone. And there's a dog, like, passed out on the floor. Like, no freaking way.
But it wasn't dead.
No, it was just really full. And then it snuck into our neighbor's yard and ate their entire, like, barbecue. They're grilling outside and ate their hot dogs, their burgers, and ate everything. And my mom said, that's it. Like, we are giving her up. I don't want to deal with this anymore. And so we sold it to a very nice farm.
How long did you guys have her?
Ooh, 4 or 5 years. But anyway.
You had it for years and you years. Were like, yo, let's give it up now.
I wasn't. My mom was. Mom, if you are watching.
D Nasty, what was the deal?
That was a D Nasty
no
deal right there. Yeah. Good one.
Wow.
But she also had puppies. So okay. We wanted to, like, have the experience of, like, having puppies. And so we're like, hey, let's breed her. And so we did. We love the puppy so much. And we named one of them Gizmo. And it looked like Gizmo. It had the, like, the stripe down the middle.
But you don't have that dog anymore.
No, we sold it to one of my good family friends. And they renamed it Francesca. So I guess Gizmo was a girl. I thought it was a boy.
Yeah.
And then No, I'm sorry.
Vice versa?
I'm thinking of a different dog. We had a dog named Francesca, and they named it Daisy, and Daisy died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Moment of silence for Daisy.
Moment of silence. R.I.P. See you soon, Daisy. Francesca. Well, she recognized me. When I went over to the house, like, she would recognize me. She's like, oh, my goodness, Benjamin. I'm like, Francesca. She's like these guys are calling me Daisy. I'm like, it's crazy. I know. Come home with me.
I wasn't ready for that. Oh my gosh, Benjamin.
Yeah,
LaCroix Boy Ben.
We were on a full first name basis.
She's like, I've been listening to the pop, because that's when she died.
Yes, yeah. She passed away during one of our episodes. Wow.
No.
It was the which one was it? Was it episode 2 weeks ago? It was
getting that.
It was or. Oh, Transformers.
Transformers, yep.
You know
why it happened to her?
Explosions. She exploded, yes. Yep. Okay.
Good
anyway.
Callback, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to tell you a funny story, but we're kind of running into it. I'll tell you really, really quick.
Okay.
My ex-girlfriend got me two hamsters because I wanted a hamster in high school, and she got me two hamsters for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day?
You said Valentine's.
No, I probably just said a quick Valentine's.
Okay, go for it.
Now I'm insecure about myself. Play it back. No, for real. Play it back.
Valentine's. Times.
But she got me two hamsters. And she asked my mom in advance because it was a surprise that mm-hmm. if I was getting one. And she asked my mom and she's like, yeah, only do it if it's two girls or two boys. So my ex got them. And we named them Pippin and Benji, which are two boy names. Pippin was a girl.
Benji?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes people are on your heart before you even meet them.
Yep. Sometimes God puts people in your life and they're named after your hamster. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that was it. And then.
That's the story?
That was it. Yeah. I was just telling you.
What was the relation?
You were saying for Jessica and Ben. Or that they renamed it Gizmo. Or
oh, okay,
like
okay. I got you.
Okay, so now what's your now?
My now? Man, I watched it again, and it is very flawed. It is a flawed movie.
Yes.
But it's flawed in the script. It's flawed in the acting.
And the character development, too.
Yeah, and it's... But I think it makes up for it in just how cool all the creatures are, and like how well they're puppeted.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, the main dude, what's his name, Billy?
Yeah.
Dang, he was, I had a hard time watching him. I don't know, he did a lot, he wasn't that good. Sorry, Billy. But the girl, I forgot to mention this, what's her name?
Kate.
Kate? I was in love with Kate as a kid. I loved Kate.
Movie?
Yes. Yep.
Was she in any other things you knew?
I think she's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay. Never seen that.
And that's about it.
Oh, interesting.
That's all that I know her in.
Okay.
Or she looks like the girl from... Fast Times, but she's she's beautiful. She really is.
Sure, and she's probably old now.
She's probably really, yep, not
came
my age.
84.
She's probably not my age at all.
You know, Ben, always going for the older ladies.
You know, take a picture, last longer, you know?
True.
Mm-hmm. Or watch a movie.
Yeah, for sure. So my then. So I didn't watch. Okay, so I haven't seen this all the way through. I remember when I was in like maybe like fourth or fifth grade, I went over to like a neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
The kids were my age. And like I went over there one night and we played like, have you ever played Ghosts in the Graveyard?
Yes.
Oh, that game was so fun. But we were
10 out of 10.
I remember we were playing that game.
Let's play that after this. Just me and you. Yeah. Ghosts in the Graveyard.
Outside.
Yeah, for sure.
No, in here.
Okay.
And I remember we were taking a break and like her mom or their mom probably made like pizza rolls or something. Hey, we got pizza rolls. And they turned on the movie. And I only got to the part where like, I probably only remember like 5 minutes. And it was just like when they got Gizmo. Like when they got him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And so.
Like when they got him? Like when they.
When.
Gizmo, more like Glocksmo.
Gizmo, more like Pistol.
Yeah. That's the sequel.
Have you seen the sequel? For real?
Yeah.
Is it good?
There's a giant spider gremlin.
Okay.
Pretty scary.
Say no more. But I remember just watching like that, a few minutes of that, and then like remember someone in the room telling me that it's a horror movie, and I remember I just left the room. So that was all I saw. That was all I know from Gremlins. I didn't know really anything else about it except it's a cute thing that turns into a creature.
Yeah.
So that was my then.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have a memory of it.
Yeah.
My now is that I agree with you were saying that this movie is flawed in the fact that some of the acting wasn't good.
Yeah.
I felt like the Billy Kate dynamic was just very like, oh, I want to ask you on a date. And then they like do a ton of stuff.
It was very just like cold.
Randomly.
Yeah, it was very cold, very just like stonewall.
Yeah. Like it. Now I think about it, dude. Like,
They didn't really have any chemistry.
Not even that. Like, none of it. I feel like all the actors are in different movies.
That's
like
a good way to put it.
They
yeah.
don't feel like they like jive with. Any like they there's no chemistry between any of them.
I think my favorite character is the mom because I think she's like the most aware of what movie she's in.
Yes,
like she just like goes all out.
Yes,
that was I love that part.
Yes,
the kitchen massacre of 19 whenever this movie came
84.
Out. 84.
Yeah. So, but yeah, what I did appreciate about it was the scene, especially. I don't like horror movies, right? Like I've said that quite a bit. But, like, just seeing how, like, well done they did with, like, making these gremlins seem like actual, like.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they were, like, smoking cigarettes. And, like, one of them, yeah. like, went like this with their coat. And another yeah. one, like, in the movie theater, they're all, like, jiving and stuff. And I thought that was really cool to be like, oh, man, 1984 puppets. And
yeah.
they did this. That's cool. That's impressive.
The shot where they're, like, all in the theater and there's, like, hundreds of them.
Yes.
And they're all, like, freaking out and flipping. Like, that's an
awesome.
Iconic shot. I love that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And I was really impressed by that. But other than that, like.
And it seems like that's where a lot of the
yeah.
budget went, you know? A lot of the budget went towards making these things real, which probably a smart thing to do.
Which is weird because they even had a couple big names in the movie, too. They had, they had Howie Mandel.
They had Howie Mandel, yeah.
But they had Corey Feldman.
Was he the.
He's the kid from Stand By Me, the
yep.
Goonies. I think he was in the Goonies.
Yep.
They also had the dad from the Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was one more, but I can't remember.
Yeah, he's the dude who spilled the water in Gizmo in the first place.
Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knocked over the paints.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no.
But that part was weird, too, because I'm like.
They were not very careful around Gizmo. Like,
no.
Did you see how they handled him? Like, Billy would just grab him by the head and just, like, put him
over
in a box. It's like, they're not being very gentle. And when the old man grabs him at the end of the movie, he, like, grabs around his neck, just, like, throws him in the box. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Be gentle with Gizmo.
I didn't notice that.
That's what I did to my puppy too. Grabbed it by the ears and just whoosh.
Right, and just throw it at me.
Just threw it on the ground.
Kick
and
it. Punt it.
Go potty outside.
Punt it. Across.
Yeah.
I'm gonna punt that dog. All right. So anyway,
Anchorman style off the bridge.
But yeah, it was just like with all the actors in it. It was just very like, man, I could not tell you one line. Well, I have quotes, but I can't. But I couldn't tell you like. Anything about them that made them interesting at all.
Mm. I think the one I felt most attached to.
Miss Deagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not because I liked her, just because she repulsed
me. She did something.
Yeah. So. She did something. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
She did something in this movie.
Yeah.
Give me some quotes. Give me some quotes. Give me some quotes.
Okay, dude. I'll give you some quotes.
What did Gizmo say?
Okay, so.
No, you gotta do the sound.
Oh.
Yeah, perfect.
I forgot I did that. Okay, a couple quotes. First one. The dad said, I make the illogical logical.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a good way to live.
Crazy world. Crazy world out there.
Miss Deagle said, maybe I'll put him in my spin dryer on heat.
Yeah.
He's talking about the dog.
And then the guy next to him says, next to her says, that sounds like it'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Yeah, sounds
like,
about
dude,
right.
Shut up. Shut up. Dude. It's a kid's dog we're talking about. Just because you're trying to get with Miss Teagle doesn't mean you have to support dog death.
I know. Pretty sad.
Pretty sad.
The next line is a little more cheerful in a Christmas movie. It says, the suicide rate is always the highest around the holidays.
Oh, man. It is.
It is.
Her dad slipped and broke his neck in the chimney. Dude, that was a good monologue, too. I think that was okay.
It was better.
I think it was good in the movie because it stood out.
Yeah. Okay. Next one says, this is Miss Deagle saying, I hate Christmas carolers. Screechy voice little glue sniffers. this one.
And she goes with like the bucket of water. Like what a terrible rancid human being.
Yeah. The next one is from the guy on the radio. And I don't know if you understood this reference at all, but it says, Rockin' Ricky is fed up with all the Orson Welles crap.
I don't know. No.
You don't know what that is?
No.
You ever heard of War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
Where it was like the broadcast thing?
Yeah.
And it was like fake, but everyone was going through mass hysteria because of it.
Oh, and then he was using that to talk about the town?
He was like saying like that. So Orson Welles is the guy who read off the newscast thing from like years ago.
Got you. Okay.
And it's basically saying, like, I'm fed up with all the Orson Welles crap, saying, like, these green little things were running around. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, give me a break. Yeah, right.
That's funny.
That's what he was saying.
That's good.
It was pretty cool.
That's good.
And then, of course, the classic line, milk duds.
Milk duds.
Milk duds. Milk duds. They said it, like, three times. I'm like, man, they're really trying to, like,
push
this market.
They know a lot of words for not being from America. A lot of English
words.
From
America, yeah. Well, they pick up on...
I guess so. They're, when I think about it, they're actually pretty intelligent creatures. If they know how to work electronics, they know how to speak languages quickly, how to learn to speak languages quickly.
Yeah.
They can smoke. You know,
mm-hmm.
They can sing.
Gamble.
They can gamble. Great role models, these little dudes.
Yeah, they're sinful. So anyway, that's all the quotes I got. Traumatizing scale. What do you think?
Ooh, okay. So the part that got me as a kid was the final was the death of Stripe.
Okay.
When he was like bubbling away and like just turned to a greasy pile of schlop and bones, and that was scary. Yeah. That stuck in my head for a little bit. Very, very visceral, if I want to use big words.
That is a huge word.
V-I-C-R-T-L-M-N-O-P. Visceral. Did I get it? You had to push that one out a little bit.
I know, my voice.
That's like, hey, drink some more of that. Drink some more of that. Yeah. How much you got left?
Mm.
We're about the same still.
No, I got more than you.
Mm.
Okay, so that was your scene?
Yeah, traumatizing scale. Out of three back bubble bumps to be future. Wait, what did I say?
I have no idea what you said.
I'd give it 3 out of 10 back bubble bumps.
Back bubble bumps.
Back bubble bumps that would be future gremlins.
You're kidding me.
3 out of 10. I'm telling the truth. 3 out of 10.
Okay.
3 out of 10.
I just don't like nasty stuff. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about how I can't, whenever I like I can't eat while I'm watching something gross.
Mm.
So last night I like knew that there was going to be gross stuff. So like the first like hour or like the first like half hour into the movie, I like ate a plate of lasagna. And then I was like, I got to like finish this before the stuff starts happening.
I'm going to throw up.
Or else I'm going to up chuck.
I'm going to throw up.
So, but I hate gross stuff. So I don't like the kitchen scene at all. Especially in the microwave. Oh,
yeah.
God.
It was. So, it was. Yeah. It was kind of
icky.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of nasty.
Nasty. I'm a narcissist. So anyway, okay. So that's my traumatizing skills. Not good. All right. Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think it is? What would you get? Yeah. What would you guess?
I think it's higher than I think.
Okay.
I think it's higher than I. If this movie came out today, I don't think it would be considered a good movie. No. I really don't. I want to say it got like a 60 to 70 something percent
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
85.
That's tough. That's really tough. Huh. Hmm.
It's the Gremlins, dude. They stole the show.
Yeah. I mean, the Gremlins, I mean.
They're iconic.
Yeah. They look really good. They look really good. And maybe I'm just being too, what's the word? I'm critiquing too much. Visceral. V-I-L-M-N-O-P. It's 85. Okay.
Yeah.
Puts things into perspective.
I mean,
it was popular enough to get a sequel.
That's true. It's true.
What do you think it got?
Shut up. Well, what was your Rotten Tomatoes on?
Oh, man. I'll give it out of 10 back bubble bumps. I'd give it.
Are you kidding me? Back bubble bumps was my nickname in high school.
Wow.
How dare you?
Did you sprout off little tanners?
How dare you?
Your offspring were like grew from your back?
How dare you? Back bubble bumps killed my parents.
Bro, all right, so people had to have died in this movie. Like, we saw cars crash. We saw,
a lot of people died.
Plows go through people's faces and, like, lightning poles fall on people.
Yeah.
And then the radio host is just like, these people thinking that something's going on. You guys, there's, like, at least 100 people dead.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
I mean,
I don't know how big this town is.
They cleared out the bar, so they had to go through all those people.
Yeah.
And the radio host is just like, mass hysteria. Orson Welles, is that what you said?
Orson Welles, yeah.
Orson Welles, yeah.
What's the agenda of the Gremlins? Why do they kill them?
To watch Snow White.
True.
It's like, we're going to this theater. Snow White. If you're in our way, I'm going to cut your nose off.
I wonder if there's a reason why they picked that movie to play.
Like, they're, I mean,
given this is 1984, movie came out in like 30s.
Well, dwarves are small, gremlins are small,
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Got it.
That's all I got. It's got a catchy song, too,
yeah. But also, Yoda is small, and that movie came out in like 81.
Yeah, how come they didn't choose Baby Yoda for this movie? Kind of cringe.
Yeah, I was trying to get around. So, my Rotten Tomatoes is out of 10 boxes of Milk Duds.
Okay.
I'm going to pick 7 boxes. I'll give it like a 70.
Okay.
The Gremlins really boosted that up, because without the Gremlins, like 20%.
Yeah, for
nothing
sure.
Nothing memorable.
For sure. I didn't give mine though.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
That's okay. Yours? All right. So hear me out. Follow me. Follow me to this
one. I'm right
here.
I'm following.
Okay. Thank you. If I had a scale that could only weigh up to 100 pounds.
Yep.
And I filled that scale with all of the guts from the Gremlins in the kitchen scene. I probably fill the scale up like 60%.
Okay.
60
pounds?
60 pounds. I'll give this movie 60 out of 100 pounds.
All right.
Just because the Gremlins were dope.
Yeah.
Little good. Buggers, little
butterballs,
little stinky green,
little stinky little green
balls.
Brats.
Not you, Gizmo. Gizmo, you're fine. Gizmo, you're cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Little pat on the head for Giz Giz.
For Giz Giz.
For Giz Giz.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Hashtag pat pat for Giz Giz. I have something in my eye.
You okay? What's in your eye, boy?
It's a contact that's drying out as we speak.
Dude, what do you need me to do?
If I blink really fast, I think it's okay.
Here, what if I do it with you?
Maybe give me your glasses and
then go ahead. Do you want to wear my hat too?
That might help.
Actually, I can't. It's kind of a brand that I wear a hat in every episode.
You didn't wear one up. You didn't wear it.
I know,
one episode.
And that was a weird episode.
That was weird.
I think that's why I was pissed in that episode.
That was the first time I saw
it. You know why?
Because like
that was Poo's
Heffalump. Yeah.
And I was pissed in that movie.
You were very upset. I want to put the out. I don't have them anymore. I wish I kept them, but like the deleted the like what we took out of it of you just like shouting at me was so good.
Hey, don't bring that up.
Tanner's girlfriend came
she,
into
like,
the
came
room
in and I was like, bitch.
And she's like, I am so upset right now. He made me watch this and like he went
as a
off
joke
for 7 minutes.
I was venting.
And then afterwards, I'm like, this is so good. We got to put that in there. And Tanner's like, you can't put that in.
Oh,
there.
Oh yeah, I mean, I gotta keep. I got.
I'm like, oh, fine. And I listened. I listen to you. You're welcome.
I'm just trying to look like Christ on film.
Yes.
But also I got to critique
pure
off
flex.
Film.
Pure flex.
Okay. So next movie.
Yeah.
Because we gotta wrap this up.
Yeah. Well, hey. First Christmas episode. First Christmas episode. In the bag. In the bottle. In the
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
It's the best time of the year.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ooh. So I got to tell you next week's movie. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Next week we are watching.
I think I know.
Do you?
Does it rhyme with?
Stop, dude. You can't do this.
Whoa, okay, okay, okay.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Whoa!
Yes, sir.
Woo! That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
I love that one. That's good.
It's a great movie.
That's really good.
All right, man. You want to plug away?
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram at LaCroixBoyBen. And next episode is going to have a lot of Kermit impressions and a lot of Muppet impressions.
Should we give him a little taste?
So, no.
Give him a little taste
with
of
your,
it?
With your voice, I actually do want to hear you do a Kermit impression.
With my sick voice?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm not going to stand for this. Gizmo. Gizmo, get out of there.
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
The
Muppets.
And Reel.in Podcast.
And Reel.it.in.podcast. Instagram .. to be continued.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, Tanner Eklage, Grow and Go, Talk Time with Andrew, reel.it.in.podcast.
Again.
Twitter. Watch us on YouTube, Matt Fulton. And
yeah,
I think that's it, baby.
I know where you live, Matt. I know you live. I know where you live.
I know where you live.
And I know your dorm.
If you don't watch the film, then...
If I look at the views and it says zero, like the second it comes out, I know you're not there to watch it the
right.
second it
you're
comes
not
out.
Committed.
I am going to actually slit your throat in your sleep.
And I will watch.
And shave your beard.
And follow you back half on Instagram. It. I will follow you back on Instagram.
I'm going to shave half of your beard. And I'll shave half of Tanner's beard.
And then we'll mush them together.
And then put your face together. And then it'll look like a full beard.
We'll mush them together. We'll do face off.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. That would be a really good one, too. I watched that way too young.
Never seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, keep it real.
Keep it real.